putting his feet into the rug. This was because Hockney had a lot of problems painting his feet. He just couldn't get them right. Hockney said that his aim with this painting was to paint the relationship between the two people. Traditionally, when a painter paints a married couple, the woman is sitting down and the man is standing up. In this painting, the man is sitting and the woman is standing. Usually in a painting, the married couple is close together. But in this painting, they are separated by a big open window, which symbolizes the distance between them. The white cat, sitting on Mr. Clark, is a symbol of infidelity. It seems that Hockney didn't think that their marriage was going to be very happy, and in fact, the couple got divorced 4 years later. Celia often posed as a model for Hockney, but she says that this painting, his most famous picture of her, is not her favourite. She said, "It's a wonderful painting, but it makes me look too heavy." In 1996, 25 years after this picture was painted, Ozzie Clark died. He was murdered by his lover in his Kensington apartment.
1.24
Mr. and Mrs. Clark and Percy is by artist David Hockney, and it's considered to be one of the greatest British paintings of the 20th century. It was painted in 1971, and it's a portrait of two of his friends, Ozzie Clark and his wife Celia, and their cat Percy. Ozzie Clark and Celia were fashion designers, and they had a very successful clothes store in London. In the 1960s, they dressed a lot of the famous pop stars of the time, including the Rolling Stones and Eric Clapton. Hockney painted Ozzie and Celia a few months after they got married in their apartment at Notting Hill in London. He painted them in their bedroom because he liked the light there. And on the wall on the left of the window, you can see one of his own paintings. Mr. and Mrs. Clark and Percy is a very big painting, approximately 9 feet 10 inches wide and 6 feet 7 inches high. The couple is wearing typical clothes of the late 1960s. Celia is wearing a long dress, and in fact she was expecting a baby at that time. Her husband isn't wearing any shoes, and he